Welcome to Philanthropy Today, powered by the GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. I'm Dave Lewis, your host for Philanthropy Today, where we discuss the efforts of members of the nonprofit community that are working in conjunction with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We have a new series of episodes, and we call them the 25 Days of Christmas, where our focus will be on end-of-year giving and holiday hopes for our organizations. We'd also like to remind you to subscribe or follow Philanthropy Today wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll get notifications when our new episodes launch. Now to the 25 Days of Christmas on Philanthropy Today. Here we are in the 25 Days of Christmas as part of Philanthropy Today, and we have two guests in from Morningstar, which is a fascinating organization that helps out a lot of people. And the guy that got started with Morningstar, what, 17 years ago, Richard?
Yes, 2004.
Richard Stitt, welcome to Philanthropy Today.
Thank you very much.
And we also have Donta McDonald here joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You guys are co-executive directors.
Yes, sir.
Now, Richard, you started this. How did that come about?
Well, Stan Wilson and I started it, and we went to a recovery conference and met people that had started CROs, which is consumer-run organizations, before us, and we came back and decided to start one.
So consumer-run organization means people with a mental illness run the organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So consumer's a euphemism for person with mental illness.
Okay. What kind of services, Richard, does Morningstar provide?
Well, we provide groups. We have all sorts of groups to help them recover and get into a better lifestyle. And we have transportation that would bring people there and take them to a hospital, to doctor's appointments, to get their meds, to where they need to go, and back home and back to the center so that they don't have to fight with the other way of getting rides.
How did you and Stan come up with this concept? Is it just addressing a need?
Yes. People with mental illness have a hard time doing things by themselves. And it addresses a big need. We lose our families. We lose our direction. We lose our purpose. And for one thing, it gave me purpose again, because I have a mental illness. I have schizoaffective disorder with depression and anxiety, and it gave me purpose again and gave me drive, and helping others helps me every day.
We're like a family. We have many groups like anger management, anxiety and depression group, art group, music group, drama therapy, which is really fun. But mostly what we do is we provide a sense of sort of unconditional acceptance, and we encourage people to make the right choices. And we help people gain some self-love that many people have lost through a severe diagnosis of mental illness. There's so much stigma in the culture that a lot of people really suffer from internalizing that stigma, and it can turn into self-hate. I've struggled with it, but we are like an environment that's happy and healthy and positive. We're free of drugs and alcohol, and people really do change and take risks and grow and get jobs and get married and things that society doesn't really think people with severe mental illness can do, but we can.
You empower a lot of people in just being able to get them from point A to point B, gives them, like you said, Richard, a sense of purpose and a sense of belonging into different roles in society.
Yes, very much so.
What are some of your biggest challenges within the Morningstar organization?
Self-stigma and, okay. Well,
this stigma, we've really been thinking about stigma a lot, because we could help a lot more people and we work closely with Pawnee. But the people that get referred to us tend to be people with very severe mental illness, and that's great. But we can help anybody. We've seen people come in to volunteer because they don't want to say they have a mental illness, but they might have some issues. And even these people with just depression or anxiety, which is not just a just thing. It can be absolutely debilitating. But it's a little less stigmatized than schizophrenia, say. We can help those people too. So we would really like to be helping people on the whole range of mental illness, the whole spectrum, all different diagnoses. We've seen people just grow and transform, but I've talked to people at Pawnee and people just have self-stigma. They don't want to be associating with us, and there's stigma against us, and I relate to that. I had self-stigma, but we can help a lot more people, so we're really trying to get rid of that stigma that people recommended I go to Morningstar like 5 times, and it still took me like 3 months to go there to give it a try. And it's absolutely transformed my life.
Those are great stories. That's a great testimonial. That's why you work there now, right?
Yeah. Good. And working there, and we provide jobs to some people. We can't give everyone a job. But I do things that I didn't believe I would ever be able to do again. And I've learned new skills. And if I didn't have this job, I'd be sitting at home feeling sorry for myself, and I would not know the amount of complex work that I actually can accomplish.
Does it give some potential clients some comfort, Richard, to know that the people that they want to get together with have lived through some of these same challenges?
Oh, yes. They come and talk to me personally about their struggles, and because I've been through it all. I was a 30-year drug addict, and I'm clean and sober for 20 years now, and plus the psychiatric disabilities I have. I understand where they're coming from, and I self-medicated for those 20 years, 30 years, and when I got on the right medication, it was easy to quit. And so that tells you what happens to a lot of people. And so I understand them better.
You often find yourself in an advisory or even a counselor / friendship role when you talk to with people that you're working with?
I was trained as a peer support specialist by the state of Kansas. And it just teaches you how to talk to people. And it's good.
Dontcha, we have this 25 Days of Christmas. We talk about giving, end of year giving this time of year. What are some of the financial needs and challenges that you have for Morningstar, and how are these monies used?
Well, we are doing fine, but we pay very low for everyone, including Richard and myself. The we hire about 8 people part-time, and everyone works for a pretty low wage. Okay. And we make it work because we offer people purpose, hope, and connection, and they love that, but we're all pretty much making a poverty wage. But everything is taken care of. But that, you know, I feel bad that we can't pay people more.
Now, if people wish to make a contribution here during the end of the year, what would be a good process, Dontcha, for them to follow?
They can look up our website or our address and contact us.
Okay. It's pretty simple.
Pretty simple, yeah. We do get into the year giving. Some people give every year, and it's really such a blessing that they think of us all the time. Because people with mental illness, the holidays can be so hard for some people, can be so triggering.
I was about ready to ask, as far as, you know, and Richard, maybe you can address this, you know, what the holiday season is like for a lot of people that are suffering from some of the mental illnesses, such as what you've been dealing with.
Well, it's like they said, they lost all their families, and it's really a low part of their life. And so we have a big Christmas party where we wrap up gifts, and they're not much, but at least they get a gift.
Is there some sense of family within your organization?
Yes.
There's a huge sense of family.
I would imagine so. It's a lot of relatability, a lot of commonalities. Y'all like to eat?
Yes, we do.
Much so.
Okay. We love each other, and we're there for each other.
You know, that's something that I don't know that I've ever had an organization leader tell me that we love each other.
That's
profound.
Yeah.
That's really profound. Congratulations. Wow. Thanks for doing that work, because it's not easy work by any means. Dantia, if you were to have one Christmas wish for Morningstar in your operations, what would that be? And your clients, what would that be?
I'm just really focused on trying to reduce the stigma these days, because people waste time in their lives feeling so terribly about themselves. These are no fault illnesses. We did nothing to get these illnesses, and we shouldn't be blamed or feared. Even my stigma, when I first started going there, I thought mentally ill people were dangerous. I did, because and there's like no problem ever, even with people with severe schizophrenia. We don't have a problem with that. There's just an inaccurate idea of people with severe mental illness in the culture, and I wish, and we're not perfect, but I wish it was an accurate representation, you know, at least if it was truthful, because stuff happens, but it's just not accurate in the culture. So if we could just change that stigma,
that would be big. Richard, hey, congratulations on the work that you do with Morningstar and what you and Stan started. I know Stan, and I know of his challenges, and he's a good dude. And this is something really, I hope that you're proud of the work that you do, and thank you for doing so and helping that community.
Okay, thank you.
Dantia, delight to have you in here on Philanthropy Today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Philanthropy Today, powered by the GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. On our podcast, we discuss the efforts of members of the nonprofit community that work in conjunction with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We have this new series of episodes called The 25 Days of Christmas, where we talk about end-of-year giving and holiday hopes for our organizations. Find out more about the work we do at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation on our website at mcfks.org. And just a quick reminder, subscribe or follow Philanthropy Today wherever you get your podcasts, so you can get the notifications when our new episodes launch. I'm Dave Lewis. We'll see you next time.